listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
You're listening to the Fresh Take Network.
Got the spinny thing. Whenever, like, I had, like, an important guest, like, we had Jeff Garcia one time, and it went on that for, like, a minute and a half, and I just have Jeff Garcia there, and I'm just like, awkward silence with Jeff Garcia.
Amazing.
What it is, what it do. Welcome to the 7K Pick Podcast. It's been a second. We are back. Joshua Adam Lamar is not here with the Senator.
I'm trying to stay as focused as possible, but I'm also watching Raw, so it's going to be an interesting podcast for me.
We got the new classic. It's Nick.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
And a special guest, multi-time fantasy champion and football enthusiast, Richard Strument.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
It is going good. We haven't been on a pod since Super Bowl time. Really quickly, just kind of want to do a roundtable here. I'll go to new classic first here. Just something this offseason that stuck out to you. We're going to do a mock draft here before the draft coming up this Thursday, but figured I'd just kind of ask. We don't have to go through the whole offseason. Maybe we'll do that in a later pod, but just kind of something that stuck out to you from this offseason so far.
I think just, I mean, obviously some of the moves were really big. I think we're still waiting for some Aaron Rodgers, maybe Kirk Cousins. So I'm kind of excited to see where they go, if they go in the draft, and kind of wait to see where, who's moving during the draft. Tyreek Hill's a name that's thrown around. So, I think there's still more big names to come.
Yeah, I agree. What about you, Sen?
It's real simple for me. I just want to see what happens with DK Metcalf and what's his name?
Pickens.
Yeah, those two.
You'll never see them play together.
Yeah, like I just feel like practices and in the game, it's gonna be like LA Clippers before, like when they were just fighting everybody. When you had like Darius Miles and all those guys on there, so it's gonna be interesting. Let's just see how that works.
And what about you, Richard?
A couple big storylines, but I didn't think that this offseason overshadowed ones in the past. Not a lot of really big names in the wide receiver room were available this year. And this draft having so many running backs, there are some available, but nothing earth-shattering. I thought it was pretty mid, to be honest.
I think the big thing this offseason wasn't as much the like you kind of like what you hit. It wasn't like free agency or trades. It was a lot of interior things, a lot of coaching changes, right? With, the Bears adding Ben Johnson, and then they built an interior offense around Ben Johnson. The Vegas Raiders having adults in the room now, right? With having Pete there. The Saints bringing in Kellen Moore, and I mean, that's a whole thing we could do with what's going on with Derek Carr, maybe faking his injury and everything of what the Saints are going to do. That's a developing story as we've gone on here. So I think the coaches are the big story. And then there's a lot of, on Nick's point, there's a lot of unresolved things coming to this draft. Nick being a Colts fan, the quarterback situation there. Will they, what's the situation there with the quarterback? This is probably Ant's last year, but he'll have a quarterback battle with Danny Dimes. Will they draft a tight end in this draft? It's a big look for need for them in this draft. Since Falcons, need to maybe get another edge rusher, need to help that O-line out a little bit after losing it to the Bears. They only have 4 picks in this draft. A team like Seattle, they have completely retooled their offense. The Niners lost a lot of their offense. That division is the most interesting to me, the NFC West. I thought the Cardinals had a really stealthy, great free agents. They got Josh Sweat and a few other nice moves in between the trenches there. And what are they going to do? So, and then the Rams losing Puka, bringing in Devontae Adams. So it's, and then the Cowboys kind of doing something, but kind of doing nothing. And then bringing in Brian Schottenheimer because it was the default coach to go with. So anyways, without any further ado, we are going to get started here with, if I can get this together again, sharing the, why will this not let me share?
Because it's already sharing.
Oh, fun. All right. So how this is going to go, we're going to do all 32 picks here, and we already have a draft order figured out. So Nick has the first pick, then I have the second pick, then Richard has the third, and then Senator, and we'll do it snake. So when we get to fourth, that means that Senator will be doing the Patriots and the Jaguars, and then Richard will go after him, and then vice versa. So, new classic, you are currently the Tennessee Titans. What are you doing with the first pick?
I mean, it's been the talk all year, and nothing's going to change. They're going to keep this pick. I'm going to keep this pick, and I'm going to pick Cam Ward, first overall.
Cam Ward going with the first pick in the draft right there. You know, Tennessee is such a, they don't really have a lot of, they have so many holes right now. So they just get a quarterback, best quarterback by far in this draft, and kind of just move forward. All right. That would mean that I am next. And with the next pick, I am the Cleveland Browns. There's a lot of choices of what you can do here. Personally, if it was me, I would take Abdul Carter here. But the more and more you hear, they are going to go with the dual threat of Travis Hunter. And then we'll see what Travis does in the NFL. What do you guys see more for him? Cornerback, receiver? What are we thinking here?
I'm seeing more receiver, more and more that, I mean, the guy wants to play both, and I think that for Cleveland, they're going to need him to play both. It's like drafting a second guy, but I think until they got a quarterback that can really, throw him the ball and be accurate, I think he's going to play cornerback more this year and sit down on a lot of wide receiver stuff, but a talented player, nonetheless.
So he like was a cornerback. He like grew up as a cornerback, right? So he's a cornerback who learned to be a receiver. So that's, they're gonna, I think they're gonna have to play him at wide receiver a bit, but they have Judy and Tillman, so they're not gonna need him to be the star. So I think we're gonna see a lot of corners.
Yeah, I agree.
Send any thoughts on Travis Hunter?
Honestly, he's gonna do whatever he wants to do. Like Cleveland isn't gonna be the one to dictate whatever. If anything, he'll probably play 70% as a cornerback and 30% as wide out. I could see him doing wide out for like special teams there, a couple third downs, but really it's not. He's gonna be more cornerback.
I
His
see after
brother, I
this
heard. His brother, I heard, is really good as wideout, though.
After this year, his agent's going to get in his ear and you can make $10 million more a year as a wide receiver. You should go play that. But I think this first year, it's just getting acclimatized to the schedule, the pace, the practices, something that's natural to him. I was shocked to hear that he didn't sit in on any, like zero wide receiver meetings in college. It was all cornerback stuff. So yeah, like I said, I think that that's where he's going to go and stay and play, like Senator said, 70-30.
Well,
But
Richard,
wait.
you are taking on the New York Football Giants.
I don't think the Giants could ever be so lucky. I mean, their biggest need is an edge, and the best guess, the best drafter or the best player available is Abdul Carter. So even the Giants can't screw this up.
Would think.
So.
You think?
Or can they? So yeah, I mean, a no-brainer here.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Sen, New England and the Jaguars back to back here for you.
All right. I'm going to go with Will Johnson for New England.
Will
I
Campbell, you mean?
think very
Oh, Will Johnson.
Will
Okay.
Johnson.
Damn.
I see them trying to focus. Vrabel is a guy that wants to focus on his defense, not really his offense as much.
Yeah.
And any way that he can add on for cheap, I could see him doing that. For the Jags, what they definitely need is Will Campbell. They need an offensive. That O line is not good. So
Yeah.
anything to improve it, yeah, that's what they need to do.
Two solid picks right there. Will Campbell, It's this is a weird offensive line draft where they're, you look at Todd McShay, for example. He doesn't have a tier one or tier two offensive lineman. He has tier three, but offensive line, as we know, is so hard to draft in this league. So two solid picks there, and the Pats find themselves with maybe the best corner in this draft as well. Richard, you are on the board for the Las Vegas Raiders.
I was totally going to make Josh jump through this internet line and strangle me in front of both of you guys, because I was going to go Shedeur Sanders here, but with Mason Graham still on the board, I think that they have no choice again. This is pretty chalk, really.
Mason Graham goes to the Las Vegas Raiders. They get the defensive tackle they're looking for right there with Wilkins on the front and go defense going forward. So that means that I am next, and it's the New York Football Jets. And, they could take Shador right here because they have Justin Fields there, but they're going to go for bigger needs, and they're going to get a big need in the form of a tight end, as they will take Tyler Warren with the seventh pick overall and give Fields a
Wow.
big time target.
That's a bit of a shock. I did not expect Tyler Warren, and I don't expect him in the real draft to go that high.
I've seen him as high as four in most in mock drafts right now.
Wow.
That means that Nick, you are up for the Saints and for the Panthers.
The Panthers. I'm going to go with Edge Jalen Walker.
Oh, I love that pick. I love that pick.
And
He is one of my favorite players in this draft.
he's so good. Him and Carter are like they're closer than people think, I think.
I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah. And the Saints,
Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do
You gonna do
it?
Are they gonna do it?
It's either
Maybe.
one. It's
Or is it? Is it? Because there's other players of need on the board.
the Saints. Hold on, I gotta think of the Saints here.
Come on, Nick.
So
Say
they
the name.
need offensive,
They
they need
need Bo
guard.
Callahan. Come on,
They need Bo
say
Callahan.
it. They need guard, receiver, cornerback, edge, and running back are the major
Yeah.
needs on their team.
See, that's the thing. It's like, do they take the running back though? Because,
Fill him in
Ka
later.
Kamara's not that young. They will go with Membu, the offensive
They'll
tackle.
go with Mimbu.
Yeah,
Wow,
they're.
I vehemently disagree that there's no way that if Shadur is still there at number nine, that
But
they're
then
going
you
to
don't have
pass
to
him
pay him
up.
first round. You don't have to pay him first round pick money, and you can get a quarterback in the next round. And you get
I
the
don't know.
second best offensive tackle.
Couple reports today saying
Yep.
that there might be out there. They're going for the legacy with Arch Manning next year.
Yeah.
That whole Derek Carr, oh, I need shoulder surgery, bullshit injuries. I think it's Sanders no matter what.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'd like
I
to
could
see
see
it.
it. That means this is kind of a layup right here. The Chicago
Oh,
Bears
geez, yeah.
get their running
Oh.
back and take Ashton Jeanty in a Ben Johnson system. If you have
Oof.
him, if you have the first pick in fantasy, you are doing the happy dance right now.
Yeah, and the Raiders GM doesn't have a son anymore.
No. Next up is the San Francisco 49ers. They still haven't paid their quarterback yet, but there is a lot of other needs
They'll
for
take
San
all of them.
Francisco.
They'll take all of the rest.
Where are you going here?
Is it my pick? Oh, geez. I think they're going to go McMillan.
Take
I think
Tet.
losing Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk probably not playing until November. Yeah, I think they'll probably do that.
No, they're gonna get a running back.
Yeah, I
They
think so too. Oh,
love the running backs.
eventually. I guarantee they'll walk out of a running back somewhere, but
Two running backs for sure. That's their move.
it was close though. I was going to take Stewart, but I actually thought that McMillan was going to go earlier, but
So, Sen, you are the Cowboys and you are the Dolphins.
Wow, apologies, Sen.
Looking at this, man, the Cowboys needs more than what this thing says the team needs. But I am gonna go with Shamar Stewart. I will give them that edge from Texas A&M. He was actually a beast.
He was.
I think if you didn't really watch it, you won't know how good he was, but he was really good. Miami will take everybody that is left in the draft because they do not have a team at all. So they need a practice squad. They need, I don't even think they have three quarterbacks to red shirt. Like it's just, gosh. Give them Kelvin Banks Jr. Give them an offensive line. But I don't know what this team is. Not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, it's a, they need a lot. Richard, can we do a trade? I'll trade you the Colts pick, the Falcons pick, so I can pick for the Colts.
What am I gonna get? Tell
You
me
get
what
the
I'm gonna
pick for
get.
the Falcons. I get the pick for the Colts.
And do I get like a second rounder thrown in here or
Sure, you
something?
get a second rounder as
Okay.
well.
Okay, a
Okay.
second rounder, and you upgrade my next firehouse subs from a medium
Sure.
to a large. Okay,
Sure.
perfect.
With the 14th pick, the Indianapolis Colts finally get their tight end and they take
Oh.
Colson Loveland.
No, that was not the pick they were going to go with.
Hundred percent. We're gonna get a tight end.
They need
We're
a
gonna
tight
get Warren
end
or Loveland, one
desperately.
of the two.
They need a tight end desperately. I knew you weren't going to do it, and this is what they need. So they get the tight end that they desperately need,
I
that they
was
haven't
so gonna
had
pick
since
Mike
Dallas Clark.
Green.
No, they don't need it. They're fine defensively. They need a tight end.
I can't see Warren. That's where I see Warren go lasting to. And
No, he
if they
won't.
do, Nick is gonna be doing the happy dance.
Oh, I would
Oh
be
yeah, of
so
course.
excited. Oh my God.
Yeah, if you could get Warren at 14, but I mean, there's a lot of players, but that's why I think Sanders is gonna go and things are gonna move down a bit. But that's okay, Josh. Okay. All right, for the
Warren's not going to get past San Francisco. They're going to get that heir
No.
apparent.
Yeah.
Okay, for the Falcons, I'm going to see. I'm going to dangle a little carrot in front of Senator and see if he'll do a trade for me. Upgrade another firehouse subs.
Or do you want to
Sure.
get to where I don't know where Senator would go next?
When's Senator's next pick?
So that would be, and then that's Nick, and then I have the Seahawks, and then he'd have the Steelers.
Okay, I'll make you that pick for an upgrade on this firehouse subs and a cookie.
All right, there you go.
I'm cleaning up here, man.
So, San, you're back on the board. You're picking for the Falcons.
Mike Green, we're going for our edge.
Yeah,
Like it.
I would have picked the same guy for you.
I love it. We're going for our edge. Like we're
It's
going for
just,
a pass rusher.
yeah, it's better to draft on your own, though, right?
Yeah.
Then that means that Nicholas, you have back-to-back picks.
Oh man. All right. So
Don't you dare take a wide receiver.
I'm going to for the Cardinals. I don't think it's gonna be gold. Oh, it's gonna be
Here's,
golden.
yeah, I'll tell you the receivers here. There's the receivers.
Yeah. It might be golden. I actually think that the Cardinals might get Tet.
We'll make a team fall there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard. Yeah, go the Cardinals. Sure, we'll make it back-to-back years for the Cardinals. Go with golden. Sure.
Okay.
One of them's got a hit.
And then the
Yep.
Bengals.
Oh my God.
What do the Bengals need? Edge, defensive. They need defense.
Yeah,
No, any defensive
who's
guy that isn't
next up?
available.
Who's next up? James Pierce?
That's what I would go, or James
Or
Pierce, yeah.
Mike, yeah. Let's go with that. Yeah, let's do that.
You gonna go with Barron? Or where are you going?
No, we'll go James Pierce Jr.
Where's James Pierce at defensive? How far do they have James Pierce down on here? Holy
No, they got him
cannoli.
low. Whoa.
That's
Good
terrible.
Lord. Okay. If they say so.
I have the Seattle Seahawks.
That's
Demand,
wildly low.
they will have some thinking here. They'll think about it. They'll have some prime thoughts here. But they desperately need to fix this O-line. It's one of the reasons that where'd Kevin Banks go? Kevin
Wasn't
Banks
he
gone?
drafted? Yeah.
Was he? Oh, he was too. Dane. Yeah, you took him there. Okay. Then I don't think they can go offensive. It's too good here. It's not good enough here. Wow, that's tough right here. Yeah, I'll go with Jahed Barron then right here for them from the Longhorns. But they have a prime conversation here. They have a prime conversation here, but at the end of the day, they take Barron. Which that goes back to you, Richard. You have
They
the
just
Bucks.
released Howell, right? Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough choice. I think if they still had Geno, they would do the exact same thing as the Falcons did when they got Cousins and draft a quarterback. So, and I still think that's what Vegas is going to do. I still think they're going to draft Shedeur Sanders. Draft even after Geno's there. Okay, Tampa Bay. I wasn't ready for that one. I was getting ready for my Pittsburgh pick. So, Tampa Bay. Let me scroll down. What did they need?
Corner,
Tampa
safety,
needs
edge, linebacker,
linebacker.
defensive tackle.
I think that they're going to probably go with Derek Harmon.
Eric Harmon,
Yeah.
defensive tackle from Oregon. Like it. Okay, so this pick goes to Senator, and then it goes back to Richard.
Let's see the best wide offense
Oh,
and
you want
wide
wide
receivers.
receivers or okay.
Wide receiver.
And then here's the best running backs.
No, go to wide receiver. Not gonna lie, I'm gonna choose Burden the third for
Okay.
them. Yeah.
I
Well,
thought for
Richard.
sure Omorian Hampton was going to go there.
Me too.
I thought so too.
Yep. And
I gotta lie, this really makes it a difficult decision with them not really having a quarterback. They have to go with Shedeur Sanders, but they also need to replace Najee Harris.
It's
But
going to be hilarious if you don't take him here because the fall is going to be even more.
yeah, after that, there was a big drop because it's not like the Chargers, Packers, Vikings, Texans, or Rams are going to
It's
do anything.
Rams. It's the Rams, the next chance,
Yeah,
potentially.
so I don't think there's any way they can pass Sanders up. So let Sanders throw the ball to to Metcalf or Pickens.
So Shador,
Oof.
Steelers get lucky and Shador falls to them.
Yes,
Although
they
I do
do.
think he will be traded before this happens.
I think somebody will move up. I agree.
So that leaves me with the
Probably Cleveland is what I'm
yeah.
thinking.
Yeah. I'm going to go receiver here, and they take Emeka Agbaka right here, which is just an absolute steal here
That's
for the
why,
Chargers.
yeah, that's why they're not bringing Keenan Allen back.
Yeah.
This guy's going to
Whoa.
be typical 70 receptions, 900 yards every year for about 8 years. He's just Mr. Consistent.
Nicholas, you get Pack and
Yeah,
Vikes.
you took my pick because I thought you were gonna go. Well, I thought you were gonna go with the Chargers with a running back because they definitely need a running back.
Yeah, I thought about
There's
it, but
just so
Emeka is
many
just
though,
so
eh?
Emeka's so
Yeah.
clutch.
But okay. Packers?
They could go running back.
No, they're gonna go with a corner because they're gonna lose Alexander.
Yeah.
Who's top-ranked corner? Oh,
Here we go.
it's not
Trey
very good.
almost.
Not so nice. Can I see the picks real quick? Did someone take Jihad Campbell?
Jihad Campbell. I don't know. He's right here.
No. Perfect.
You can go with Jihad Campbell there?
Yeah, the linebacker. Yeah. for Green Bay.
And
Yeah.
then
I do think they're going to take a wide receiver, though, if one falls to them.
Vikings, do we lose a running back here?
Who's picking there?
It'd be Nicholas again.
The Vikings? They just
Yeah.
got no. They're not, they don't need a running back. They definitely don't need a wide receiver. They're going to go with
Just take best on board and go Malachi Starks for safety help.
we need a safety.
Yeah, I was gonna look. I was looking at safeties. Yeah, let's do that one. Sure.
That means that I have the Houston Texans right here. And they might need some wide receiver help as well. But I'm not going to go wide receiver for them. Tight end is too early for them. Running back's too early here. I will go with Josh Simmons, offensive lineman from Ohio State, to give CJ a little bit more stability right there. Richard, you have the Rams.
The Rams.
There's a pick that they're going to have a conversation with here. Do you have the guts to do it?
I think it's Mikal Williams.
Mikal Williams. The
Yep.
conversation was Jackson Dart.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Not yet.
Okay. That means Sen, you're back to back. You have to pick for coach.
This is a tough one. I think for them, I think I will go with Gordon, Nix Gordon, give them a pass rusher. But like their team is just all over the place, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
So
it is.
it's kind of hard to really, and their defense kind of stepped up at the end, and then it's just, yeah. They're just in a weird position. And now the Lions. Honestly, I'm just going to go with Tyler Booker just because
I
he's an
think so.
Alabama guy
Yeah.
and it's a guard for that offensive line.
Which means Richard, you're back on the clock for the Commanders.
I think there's no way that they can pass up Amarium Hampton here. Eckler's damn near done. Brian Robinson is really not showing much. I think it's just another tool for Jaden Daniels. And at 29, for a guy that should have gone a lot earlier, yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Who's the best receiver right here? Nah, it's too
Probably
early
Jalen
there.
Noel.
They're not going to take a receiver here. I will have him go edge, and I can't pronounce Donovan's last name, but I will take Donovan out of Boston College right there to get another edge rusher for them right there, which means Nick, you finish the draft.
All right. So what do we got? Kansas City, hey? All right.
There's a pick here that I think they should do, and it'll piss off the entire league if they do it.
You think so? Who's that?
Yeah. One Trey Henderson.
Yeah, okay. I was actually thinking of running back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it up. Yeah, that's a good pick. 'Cause my Eagles pick is
The
yeah. What are you doing?
Walter
Eagles.
Nolan.
Yeah.
That
Unless they trade up for
Eagles gonna be on third for Abdul
it,
Carter.
yo,
Like
they're gonna make all the plays for Abdul Carter.
So here's our full draft here. First pick, Cam Ward. Add Cam Ward. Then you have Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, and then Sen flip the draft, picking Will Johnson with the fourth pick. Will Campbell goes to the Jags, then Mason Graham goes, then Tyler Warren, then Jalen Walker, then Membu, then Ashton Jeanty, then Tate, and then the rest all kind of fall into place.
You guys happy with who you got for your team? Josh, first up with Mason Graham. I think
I
you're
mean,
pretty pleased.
if you have him and Watkins next to each other, with Max, that's a pretty hard D line to go against, and they're still going to be, if we go by this, Judkins and other running backs are still there in the second round. You can even look at maybe even a Jalen Milroe in the second round if you want to go quarterback, which is why I don't think they go quarterback in the first round, because I think they're looking at a Will Howard or a Jalen Milroe. So I if the Raiders do take quarterback, it's going to be a day two or day three situation, not a day one type of situation at all.
Senator, how about you for the Falcons? You're happy with that?
Regardless of whatever, I think our draft this whole the our whole draft is going to be defense. Like I don't think they're going to choose one offensive player this one, especially with the team that we already have. Most of them are either about to go into contract year or 2 years away from contract year. So like the key offensive players, and everyone else that we already have locked in. So yeah, they just need to secure that defense.
Cool. And Nick, you got to
And
be happy with getting the tight end.
yeah, I thought we were going to get Bowers last year. I was pissed off when the Raiders got him because we needed a tight end last year. And we definitely need one this year. And I think there's probably four tight ends that are pretty good that probably could go in the first three rounds. Two in the first round, though. Like both of them, Warren and Loveland, are going to go in the top. Yeah. I mean, right here, it's going to be the top 14 picks, probably both of them.
Yeah,
Nice. they're that good. So,
Yeah.
excellent. Cool. Good work, boys.
any surprises at all for how this draft went? Are we surprised with how Shador fell, or do we think this is going to happen again, or do we think there's going to be a trade for Shador? Someone trade up? Like, are we surprised with Shador falling to the Steelers?
If I still think that the Saints are going to go after him with this whole Derek Carr thing, and if he falls past that, then I think the Browns are going to do something and move up into the te early teens to grab him.
I have a feeling that Miami's going to move Tyreek and they're going to get a quarterback, whether it's Shador or Dart or someone. I
Really?
think that Tua's broken. He's
He
one hit
needs
away from
insurance.
done.
He needs
I thought he was
insurance.
done last year.
First of all, he is doing jiu-jitsu, and as he gets better at it, he will learn how to roll better, so he won't be as broken. It was only his first year into jiu-jitsu, so
There you
that's
go.
why he still took a couple of those hits.
There.
Yeah.
Do we take anything for the fact that Jalen Monroe was invited to day one into the green room?
I don't get that. No, I'm not from. I don't get it. I don't see a reason for it, and I think it's almost going to be embarrassing for the kid.
Is it just because he's the Alabama quarterback?
I think the problem with Jalen Milroe is that he is a lesser version of Justin Field. And
But faster.
he's
He's so
no,
fast.
he is fast, but
So fast.
the problem that Justin Fields had was that in Chicago, they did not do anything to try strengthening that O-line for him. So
No.
he just had to really just run whatever. I see Milroe being a person that they put in for like if it's second and fourth and they're trying to like run to pick up. Like it's not going to be, he's not going to be the person to lead a team.
I can agree with that.
So
Well,
he's more second round than first round to me.
we will find out. The NFL draft is this Thursday, and we will have a follow-up podcast for you on the week afterwards, and then start getting through the grueling months of June and July and May before we can start getting back to bringing you 7K picks on a more regular basis. The good thing is it's a football week here. You can have your NHL playoffs, you can have your NBA playoffs Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's all about the NFL again. And we'll try to catch you up here on 7K Pick for Sen, for Nick, for Richard. I'm Josh from Adam Marathon. Until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the day, people.